Now, Dad, this is a very sensitive subject.
Just the two of us starting another cast. Oh, baby. Fuck. I was going to try to...
I was breathing in through my nose and it probably looked creepy, didn't it?
it looked like you were very disappointed. which is fine.
No.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another Just the Two of Us... Jerking off some naked guys episode of How Sadness the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only,
the Underwear Taker.
Oh boy, it's me, Casey. A tisket, a tasket. I'd fuck a basket. Stoddard.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Chicken in a biscuit basket.
Yeah, I like those crackers.
Yeah,
man.
Me too, man.
Yeah, good shit.
What is it? I already fucked it up once. I might cut that out because I don't know if it'll just peak and be crazy. But yeah. I got a new toy for the podcast. Probably not a toy. It's as expensive as shit and like
a tool.
A tool. Yeah, that's
it,
better. But
when you're immature like us,
yeah,
it's a toy.
Yeah, it's a toy because you can do neat shit like add reverb and stuff, and you can do a lot of different things with it.
I should have done the megaphone.
The Underwear Taker.
Yeah.
I guess I got to figure out.
What does the format mean? What is that?
Formant?
Yeah.
It like changes.
Oh.
Pitch,
this is still playing.
Pitch is going to be like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, just a
pretty cool
thing here. But. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Got a lot.
It's experimenting.
It's got a lot of stuff, and also it's just mostly the levels. Like certain ones come in hotter than others.
Yeah,
but like it's pretty neat because you can like really mess with stuff, and it's kind of cool because like you can maybe do some stuff like this. there's really probably better better things you could do with it. But for a very immature set of cats.
Hopefully people don't get sick of it.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll just be not overdoing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As long as it's not, because I was going to hook it up so that we could do it where all we had to do was turn a knob and it would just go straight through our mics right here.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having it through a different mic. But having the different mic is probably better.
Yeah.
Because we have to, you know... fucking
yeah we have to
reach
like,
for it
yep. And that reach is going to give you a second to really rethink what you're doing.
Like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this yet.
Yeah, no, it's good,
but
well, I don't know, 100,000 pounds.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
I was going to ask you, is that the two of us, was that the Dr. Evil version?
Oh no, it wasn't. That's what made me think of it though. I rewatched the Austin Powers movies.
Oh yeah, I wanted to rewatch those. Do they hold up?
They're fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they are. They are what they are. They've never been anything but that.
Yeah, that's true.
And they were a lot of fun. I found myself giggling quite a few times.
Okay.
I don't know that it's times like that that I wonder if like, is there the fact that I was younger when I first saw them give anything into like me thinking they're funnier than some of the new shit that comes out now, and maybe if there's some like nostalgia to it.
Yeah.
But the delivery, some of the goofiness is just super fun.
Yeah.
I think the goofiness back then seemed sillier than goofiness now. Seems like people are trying to be silly.
Yeah.
Which is
in
weird.
Abstract and stuff. Yeah. Now I'm curious because I remember that was like one of the first movies where I distinctly remember people like quoting it.
Oh yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, yeah, that was a big, I guess that was a big first one for quoting and timing wise for like products.
What do you mean?
Like a ton of like Austin Powers products and shit at like Hot Topic and
stuff. Oh, yeah.
So it was like the timing. Same thing with like Napoleon Dynamite when it came out. There was like 1,000 fucking products immediately. And So it was a good timing kind of thing. I think it was right on the cusp. But there's some funny shit in there. I would suggest rewatching it if you're looking to have a fun time and just maybe have something silly on in the background while you're drinking. Or
yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, man.
So
I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy.
Yeah, baby.
It'll feel like a nice licory kiss.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You got much to talk about? I don't really get it.
Not really. I honestly, all I've been up to lately is getting drunk and playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yeah.
It's been pretty...
Going pretty well?
Bitching, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been living my best life. I think that's how you say it nowadays.
Yeah. Just posting screenshots of your high scores on Tinder and getting a bunch of dates.
Oh, my God. Like crazy. Yeah. Who wants to come over and play horse, but instead it's called, of course you won't fuck me.
Yeah.
Good luck beating me, though, because I'm very good at the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I did find out, though, I played a couple different versions of them, and they got a lot crazier. Project 8, I think, is my new favorite.
Okay.
It's like a newer-ish version, because Tony Hawk 1 is fucking tough, man.
Yeah.
I replayed it with Tony. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard. There's no, like, neat, like... Because once they started going on farther, you could do all this crazy shit, and you're just like a magician with the board, pretty much.
Yeah.
You can keep your points going. You can do like fucking quadruple kick flips and shit, like with a snap of your finger. Like everything's really easy. So all the challenges are the hardest part. But the first one, it's just the levels are hard as shit. Like you just have to collect skate, and it's like crazy hard because you don't know where anything is. The E is up on top of a fucking building next to the secret tape. You can do like maybe one kickflip on the ground and you get 100 points for it. Like you're never getting past a certain, like there's the high scores are crazy lower than like, I think at the end of Project 8, the 6 score on one of the levels was 2,500,000, which is bonkers compared to the other ones. But yeah, they're fun. But I was playing some of the old ones. I like the first one. I didn't get to play the second. Tony lost it or something. And it was his. He didn't lose mine. But then I put in, like, I think I put in number 4, and I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
But I like Tony Hawk Underground.
Yeah,
as
I think
well.
I had
that one.
That
was
one.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. That's when they started getting into the stories.
Yeah.
Where you'd, like, go from levels, and you'd, like, meet people, and you'd be like, oh, I got to meet Bam. And then he'd be like, try to do this thing with the dude. And you could, like, tag shit and stuff in that one. Yeah, it was real silly.
Yeah. I had one for the Game Boy. That was so hard. It
the
was like
Game Boy
impossible.
Color one?
Yeah, it was impossible
it was
to
so fucking
do.
Hard. It was all vert. Oh no, it wasn't because they had the fucking like downhill shit.
Yeah,
but it was still set up.
Mm-hmm.
That was that one was really difficult.
That was a tough one. Yeah, I felt bad, but because my mom bought it for me, and I was like,
you're like, this is a piece of shit.
No, it was. Yeah, I didn't like say that, but I was like, this is fucking. Yeah, I was like, this is kind of lame, and it's fucking hard as shit. Like, you can't really do anything.
What are you playing over there, Casey? Not Tony Hawk.
I'm playing I hope I get a better mom. No, psych. Thanks, Mom. Oh, shit, I didn't turn off the fridge. Oh,
I
that's
did.
A fucking... Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Is that a motorcycle?
No, it was a helicopter. Yeah, either that or a helicopter. You know, our fridge sounds like a helicopter sometimes? I forgot
in
to
the
turn
distance,
it off.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Man, things are getting cold in there right now.
Must be Tiffany Haddish and... Kevin Hart outside, you know?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And they're fucking
I didn't even look. I didn't look at the date for that, but when it comes out this weekend, right?
Yeah. Are they doing like a premiere over here?
I just saw. I didn't. I think I read it the other day. We have a film. We every once in a while around town, there's Film LA, like Chinese brochures that they hang up on people's buildings to say like, "Hey, we're shooting in this area."
Yeah.
Just so you know, like that kind of thing, that's what's going to be going on. There may be some busyness and stuff like that happening. And there's a corner. We live on a fairly busy corner,
yeah,
I guess, technically.
Yeah. Right off Melrose. That's a busy-ass street.
And so I looked at it the other day, and it said night school publicity shoots.
Mm.
I didn't even think anything of it because I totally forgot about the fucking movie. And then we were just talking about it.
Yeah. Busy enough day. Corner to get a Young Sheldon billboard, I'll tell you that much.
That's true. That is true, yeah.
Woo!
That's, yeah.
I remember I was walking home from fucking Genghis Khan one night after eating shit, and I was just like, that was like the last thing I saw before I came inside, and I was like, oh god,
yeah,
like,
this makes me feel great.
Yep, this is just it's just haunting me.
Yeah, that is a bragging point though. If I, whenever I go on dates and stuff, they're like, so what part of town do you live in? I'm like, the part of town where we get a young Sheldon billboard. Yeah. All right,
eat shit.
Yeah. What was another one that we had like way too many billboards for and posters and all the graffiti shit up?
I don't know, there was a YouTube one.
Oh yeah, that one was fucking blown up all over us. They do have some cool ones. They had that cool Meg one over by that gas station down by Cat and Fiddle.
Yeah.
They have some cool shit where it's like Luke Cage was like lifting up half the billboard on one and stuff, where they do some neat shit. Those those 911 billboards
are wild. Those. Yeah. I fucking hate those.
Dude, that show looks ridiculous. The billboards. Yeah. I think the billboards
are
dope.
Ryan Murphy show.
They're so ridiculous. Is it really?
Yeah, dude. That guy is just
so rolling. Rich. He's rolling in it.
Yeah. I remember they had that stupid God Friend and Me show had a billboard up on the corner for a bit.
Yeah, that was
it's a great show.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Worked on the pilot.
I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Wait, I don't know why I didn't do like a deeper. I should have done a deeper one or something.
Oh yeah. Wait, which?
Oh yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
See, I think so. Pitch, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's no like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
But you can get there. Yeah. Yeah. Let me know. Grab it if you want to fuck with it.
I don't know what the is the auto pitch one.
Oh, that one's so auto pitch is supposed to be like an auto tune. You got to flip it on.
There it is.
Penis.
That one doesn't work unless you're like singing.
Oh.
Because it's got to try to find like different tones. Vocoder is like the Beastie Boys intergalactic shit or whatever.
Penis. Penis. Penis.
Big fat penis.
No, it's there's like so synth, lead, and bass only sound like sounds.
And we're back. That doesn't sound like a radio. Okay.
It's close-ish.
It'd be funny if it was actually radio.
You could you just sound like you would get info.
Yeah.
So there's like
That's crazy. I'm
trying to figure out like the different change and stuff. Alright, oop, sorry.
No, it's okay. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, turn that one off so that you could otherwise you hear though. I don't know, you guys.
It's a fun.
It'll work for certain things. While we're figuring it out, it'll be fun. But yeah, I don't know. I think. I mean, I don't have anything else really to chat about. If you wanted to, you know, get to the.
That was wrong. I'm so sorry.
The you know, oh shit.
The Deggie song.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. You ain't got a big enough dick, plus you ain't even close to rich or a combination of the two, but they're never, ever, 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 ever gonna fuck you.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Huh?
Huh? Boom.
This page actually has got some neater kind of stuff on it. Careful with this.
Oh, that's a long one.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh shit! No, it's the bottom. So this bottom one, I need that one for later. But this one.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's your golden boy
that's
right there.
My favorite one. Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, this one's got some decent stuff on there now though.
Yeah.
Come harder, just because. Speaking of coming harder, just because, and not getting to come harder.
Because you're not fucking me.
because I'm not fuckable.
Yep. All right. Here we go. First lady. I probably did her before. Whatever. Still wouldn't fuck me. It's sad. Pam Grier.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I spammed her rear.
Wow.
Because my dick's like a canned meat. You know.
A It's a delicacy in Hawaii.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Samoans love it.
My ass.
They have like spam sushi over there.
Oh, really?
It's like a... You can buy it in like the gas. Yeah, you can buy it in like the gas stations and shit.
Yeah.
Where is that one at? Right there.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Man.
First one here is a Agatha suicide. And I think I've already said this, but I have a couple. So Agatha suicide. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I ate her sinner like Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice.
I think I said something similar to that maybe once, but
yeah.
And Agatha, she wouldn't fuck me, not even for a dragatha of my fagatha. It's just a drag of my cigarette, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what I call my cock. Old fagatha. Yeah, yeah, I call it a cigarette. Yeah,
a dart.
Yeah, yeah. You want to throw a dart in your mouth. All right, last here is and Agatha, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I let Agatha fist me.
I was going to say that. I was
like actually
Agatha
Christie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I was going to say that. I'm glad I waited.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yep, that's all. That's, and you know what they say.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That one might be one we might want to not do
fucking
too many times.
Party man.
I love it.
I love it too.
I'm sticking to it.
To it.
Doctor,
oh, here we go.
Give me the news. I've got a bad case
of Uncle Drew. I watched that movie.
Uncle Drew, that's good.
I did watch movie the other day.
I gotta watch that.
And,
yuck.
Yeah. I watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space again.
Ah, oh, man. I gotta rewatch that.
It's on Hulu, man. It's good shit.
I keep seeing...
It's fun.
I think I keep seeing little posts for it on my Instagram because I follow, like... I don't know. I don't think it's Bloody Disgusting, but it's something...
Yeah,
it's some other horror thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is Bloody Disgusting.
Yeah, they did an anniversary thing that I was like, they did it here. Did I talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah, but it costs like a bunch of money.
Yeah, I was fucking so.
Well, I don't
psyched.
Know if you talked about it on.
Yeah,
air.
They're doing that. I think they're doing it at the Montebellum, or whatever.
Okay,
is that what it's called?
The
one
Montebellum.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
when they do the rooftop shit at.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing like a screening where they had like a live orchestra and the directors and like they're doing a Q&A shit. And I was going to buy tickets, but then tickets were $70.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually they were more than that because then like the week leading up, they had a discount and it was like 30% off. And still with that, like the cheapest ticket was like $65.
Oof.
And it was like third to last row in the fucking balcony. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. But it was so much fun.
Do you think that the whole place was that same amount, like general admission, or was there had to have been like special
I think
closer ones that are like 200 and
I
shit.
I think so, yeah. I think there were some tiers.
It's LA.
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
It sold out, of course, but I was just like...
Yeah, it's a lot.
I was psyched, and then... nope. You know?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you want me to find.
That fucking... That kind of thing is huge out here, though. The exclusivity kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
where it's like that Josie and the Pussycats thing way back when they had that band perform the actual songs and you got to meet the girls and shit. Like,
yeah, they had the band too from
See,
nope, they don't want the scum to come.
Nope, everybody else buys them up. Well, and I think companies buy them up too, like all that kind of shit, so that they can show their clients going there or like give their clients like neat shit and be like, oh, how'd you like that thing? And even if they're not into the shit, they're like, oh, I got to say I fucking saw the whole the main cast of Josie and the Pussycats and the actual band like perform the songs.
Yeah.
And even hardcore fans can't say that. And it's like, well, yeah, that's because they can't afford it. You fuck.
Yeah.
You fuck. I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
All right. This next one.
Yes.
Historical figure. Genghis Khan.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. He wouldn't fuck me, not even if he gained this cunt.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay.
I don't know.
Your continent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. You guys playing Risk?
Mm-hmm.
Frisk.
Frisk. There we go. Yeah, like that.
Drinking Brisk while playing Frisk.
Yeah, and yeah. Couldn't find the clip.
And jamming his hand all the way up to his wrist.
Yeah.
That's stretching a bit, but... What's stretching your ass?
Ooh.
That's what it is. Here's okay. Last one here is Bellotita, aka Bell X TV, Suicide Girl. And she takes photos and stuff too, though. But Bellotita, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if my favorite place to eat not even if my favorite place to eat out was at Taco Bella or at Bella's Taco. Bellotita, she wouldn't even fuck me. Not even if I said hello titties, which is like if I was really polite to her Hooters.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Still no?
No, not even in different languages. I'm like, hola tu tetas, which is hello to your boobs, which is what you do when you like, you tip your hat.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Or you're wearing like a bonnet and you're in France eating a faguette and you're like, bonjour à vos saints. I fucked that up. It's close. Hello to your boobs is what it is.
I believe it.
More people need to start saying hello to women's boobs. It's the polite thing to do. And she wouldn't fuck me. Does it sound like me now? Oh, there it is. I'm figuring it out. Oh, I'm gonna fuck this up. Let's see if it works here. Bellotita, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if she said, you can ring my bell. Ring my bell, my Bellotitas.
What if she was like, you can kiss me where it smells?
Ooh, okay. Smell. I like that.
Yeah, sure.
Gay, that didn't work out very well. Gay.
I like it.
Still figuring it out.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Bumps in the road. It's okay.
Hey, you guys.
Deal with it.
It's a new toy.
Fucks.
You don't know how to make a... Yeah, fucks. You don't figure out how to make Buzz Lightyear fly on your first attempt.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah. You don't know how to fuck your dad the first time either, but you know what? You give it your best shot.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
Finger it out.
True.
All right, you guys. Well, so it's been a while, you know, it's been a while since we done heard from our friend Clem, and it's been a while. So we haven't heard from Clemen in a while. And so he called a couple more times, and I think it's been like two full weeks. Technically, I guess three.
Yeah, it's been
about
a while.
Three. And so
I thought he was dead. But
yeah, I'm not really sure, because last time he was insinuating a riot.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure like what happened with all of that or anything. But we got a new phone call from him. We don't have a couple. We have one. we only have one phone call. Yeah. But we're going to play it. We're going to play it. And we're hopefully going to get to the bottom of this gistery of what's been up with Clement. So you ready? You ready for this?
Oh,
you got
yeah.
anything to say beforehand or?
Nope.
All right, let's giddy up.
Piece of shit.
What's up, you big dumb homos? It's Clemen. Good to talk to you guys. Been a while, I know. Been a crazy couple weeks over here. Just getting ready for my case, man. We're starting bright and early tomorrow morning. Like I said before, I will be representing myself at the trial. Quite frankly, I think this is an open and shut case. I'm very confident in the defense that I'm putting forward. I'm just, you know, wanting to talk to you fellas right now. You know, like I said, it's been a while since I called in. I've just been getting ready for the case, and the rivalry over here between the Cubanos and the Team Casey people has sort of reached a pinnacle. We've lost two people from our side. Rest in peace. We lost Billy Joe and Bobby Lee.
Two namers.
And when I say Bobby Lee, I don't mean like a redneck Bobby Lee. I mean Bobby Lee, the comedian, was actually in here.
Oh my gosh.
And he joined the Team Cubano side.
Yeah. I didn't know Bobby Lee was a fan of mine.
Oh, he's a huge fan.
I saw him at buying birth control or no
Plan B.
Ooh. With a girl over by where we used to live.
That unfortunate soul.
He was either buying Plan B or lube.
Yeah,
I don't know the difference.
Either way,
yeah.
Poor girl.
That's why I lather it on so much. Whenever I have sex, I'm like, "What are you doing? What's going on? You got to just dry boning or something?" And I'm like, "I'm not having a fucking kid."
Yeah.
She's like, "You know, that's not how it works, right?" Well, Plan B.
You're crushing it up like baby powder and chalking up your dick in your hands.
Yeah.
Before you go in there.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Yeah.
That's definitely not how it works.
Yeah, it should.
I think it should.
I mean,
it's more of a show.
Prove me it doesn't.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I don't have a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You see me with a kid around my wrist? Huh? Wait.
And then what happened was he's no longer with us, but it actually wasn't a... He didn't die because of a conflict between the Team Cubano or the Team Casey people. He actually slipped and fell down a flight of stairs because he was wearing them flip-flops that those Chinese guys like to wear, you know, when they... You know those guys that live in apartment complexes, and there's always like one old Chinese dude who just sort of wanders around all day sweeping things. Anyway, Bobby was wearing a pair of those same type of like leather slippers that those guys tend to have on, because you know you can always hear them shuffling up the fucking stairs when they're walking around. But anyway, Bobby slipped and fell because he had the size shoe he was wearing was size 11, and Bobby Lee's a size 3.5. So he took a tumble down the stairs, cracked his skull open, and you know, c'est la vie.
Oh, c'est la vie.
Is what happens, man. He will
c'est la Bobby Lee.
But nonetheless, yeah, the Team Cubano and the Team Casey people, we're actually having a meeting this Wednesday once I get done with the case. Or at least get done with the case for the day, and I get back to my cell. We're actually going to have a meeting. We're going to have a sit-down meeting, try and resolve a lot of our different...
Have a sit-down skeeting.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, you know. What was it you said just a minute ago?
Oh, I said, say la Bobby Lee.
Say la Bobby Lee. Yeah, I like that. That's
say
good.
You will, say you won't, say he'll break... His fucking throat.
What is that's Bewitched, right?
Yeah, Bewitched, yeah. Say la vie.
Goodness gracious.
Play with your boys.
Terrible.
Play with the girls. Play with the boys. Yeah, someone stole that CD from me, Spencer Keck.
Oh man,
I'm calling him out.
Coming for you, Spence.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an expense report you don't want to see.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Good.
Yep.
This is, you know, in a cordial manner. It's great, man. We've been brewing up some toilet wine for the occasion.
Oh, nice.
We got a nice packet of aged saltines that we're going to have. So we're calling this the Team Cubano Team Casey Summit.
So do crackers get better with age?
Huh?
Do crackers get better with age?
No.
Not white people. Those crackers definitely don't get better with age.
No.
But actual crackers either.
Mm-mm.
I don't think they do. Clemen, you gotta age the toilet wine.
Yeah.
And freshen the crackers.
Exactly.
You can't be doing that. I think crackers might be the only things that are okay if you leave them open. No, they're not. If you leave them open, they just suck up all the moisture in the air.
Crackers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get worse. Yeah. Being drywall.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Yeah. You can't age crackers, man.
Nope.
It's not a... That's not some sort of secret or delicacy.
Mm-mm.
Maybe, I mean, it's in jail. That's not fair of us to say. That's not fair of me to say. I apologize. Aged crackers are probably pretty prevalent in jail.
Yeah.
In both scenarios.
Probably cost two cigarettes.
Yeah, or a half a nice dick suck,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, yeah, I've never had a good old cracker.
Uncle Cracker.
I've had some good Uncle Crackers, but no good like Uncle Fogey Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I hear you, buddy.
Because quite honestly, we're not making a lot of progress. It's just always, you know, sort of, we're at a stalemate right now. You know, you got a lot of guys not talking to other guys, a lot of guys switching sides. And, you know, at this point, we want to try and resolve our differences, you know, like man. That being said, first of all, I just want to let you guys know I got caught up on the show. I've listened to the past couple weeks. Yeah, once again, Jacob, you're the man, the MC. You know how to run the program, and I'm just so proud of you for constantly keeping the content, you know, just at an A-plus level. And Casey, you know, honestly, I want to thank you, man, for consistently being just a little dirty faggot about it. You know, man, you and I got conflicts, Casey.
Oh,
we're gonna have to figure out how we're gonna have to deal with that. Because quite frankly, my temperaments for your existence is at a threshold right now.
It sounds like he's gone over.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all have noticed.
That was
I got a hold
much.
Of a thesaurus here in the pen, and I've actually been brushing up on Let's just say I've been getting a brain workout, so I'm trying to implementicize more big words in my speech now. So I hope it's coming off. I hope I'm coming off more intelligent than I have been in the past. I think I'm doing a good job.
I think it sounds great.
So nonetheless, I just want to check in with you boys, let you know.
I think what he meant to say, though, and what most, maybe not him, but I feel like most people in jail end up getting the sore ass.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you drop the soap one time in the sore shower and you get the sore ass.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are things going? It's like, my vocabulary is really growing.
Yeah.
And
I can tell you 20 different ways how much my ass hurts.
Yeah. I could say ouch.
Yeah.
Owie.
Ouch. Achy.
Achy. Yeah. But yeah. It's the sore ass.
Hey man, you got to learn somehow.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you know, just how anxious I am to finally be done with this case. And you know, get off and book that ticket out to Los Angeles and, maybe do one of these with you guys in person. Quite frankly, I think the time has come.
I don't know if that would be safe for you.
Yeah. For him, right? Not me, because I'd kill him.
Yeah. Not I mean, yeah. I just don't think it'd be... I like that they're putting together this summit so that they can bury the hatchet, but...
Yeah. Doesn't sound like he wants to budge much, though.
No, it sounds like they want to bury some more things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where Bury the Hatchet came from?
It's probably, I don't know.
It's like way back in the day. Yeah, it was like...
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay. I can't hear shit.
You can't hear anything?
No.
Oh, it's probably your headphones. Unplug them and plug them back in.
Okay.
Number one? Nope.
Number one?
You can't hear a thing?
I can like
barely.
Can you hear
now?
No,
yeah,
it's better.
Yeah, I could. It was like very low.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think your port is weird or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of like
port
going
wine
up
cheese.
And down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was
Portland.
I read this the other day and I forgot all the actual facts. But it was just like during war when you were sitting down to negotiate, you know, or having a summit of this sort. They would actually bury their weapons.
Oh, okay.
And that's so it's just a literal sense of burying the hatchets.
Yeah.
So, you know what they say about that.
Let's bury our dicks next time.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh, yeah. There's no...
Yeah. That was a great effect.
There's no effect on... Cool. All right. Cool, great, awesome. Let's go.
Wonderful.
You let me know how we can get that, you know, worked out, how we can get that happening, you know, once this case is said and done. But until that time, you know, we'll just have to rely on these phone calls, which quite honestly keep me going, man. I've been thinking a lot lately, guys. I've been thinking
Laying
a lot. I've been
getting,
you know, very internal. Been doing a lot of self-reflecting. And I just feel like I've grown a lot as a man since I've been put away.
Okay.
I've learned a lot. I've loved a lot. You know, I've just made such good friends during my time heading up the Cubanos over here. And quite honestly, I think I'm a better person for it. I think, you know, leading the Team Cubano side has taught me a lot about self-respect and leadership. And quite frankly, I think that can parlay itself into some type of career once I get off the show. So, or once I get out of the clink here.
I haven't heard the clink in a long time. I haven't heard someone call it the clink in a long time.
I don't think I ever have.
I like that. You've never heard the clink?
No.
Wonder where that comes from.
Heard the stink.
The clink.
Two in the clink. One in the clink.
Two in the clink, one in the stink.
Yeah.
Because the only one person could fuck the other one.
Yep.
Two in the clink. That's like a riddle, except it answers itself. Two in the clink, one in the stink.
2 years in the clink, I'm going to get fucked in the butt once.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was too busy getting raped. All right.
Being that I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting and seeing what I could do career-wise once I get out of here, Jacob, I want to know what you think about booting Casey off the show and making this a full-time Clemen and Jacob situation. Because quite frankly, I feel I can bring a lot of elements to this show and a lot of knowledge and a lot of life experience that, you know, the content right now is lacking.
I could bring a sore ass that no one else has heard before.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing. I'm going to let you finish, but there's just... You know, Clemen, it's been great having you on. It's been great having you call in, but there's just a difference between banter back and forth, and, you know, we haven't even gotten to try that yet. So maybe I'd say before we did that even, we should probably try and just have a live conversation between the three of us. We'll see if you and I hit it off. Who knows? You might be too busy insulting Casey to even, you know, for us to have any sort of banter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing is Casey and I have built this podcast up, you know, from the ground up. You know, we buried ourselves six feet under and then started the podcast and dug our way out. That's, you know, from underground up is what we did. And you don't throw that kind of, you know, relationship away. You know, you've been through enough sore asses and you know that that's just not something you do.
But maybe him and Ortega could start
a
rival.
That could be
rival
good.
Podcast.
It would be called a douse sadness.
Yeah.
So they just douse people in it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Douse is, I learned that from the thesaurus.
Yeah, you did.
It's a cover.
Yeah,
douse.
Yeah.
You know, to just douse somebody in it.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Clemen, but just let's hear what you got left to say.
Right now, you know, the program, as great as it is, you know, really relies on a lot of dick and fart jokes and a lot of Casey's faggotry to sort of like round it all out.
It's a weird treat.
Quite frankly, I think a show, like I said before, that is at a 7 can be propelled to a 10. And quite honestly, man, I think that Clemen's the man that can bring that type of class and that type of, you know, fucking sophistication to the program. So that's
a lot of the words he just said in the past 10 seconds didn't sound like you've been reading the thesaurus that much.
No.
I think you need to do a little more homework, bud. I want to hold on. Sorry.
My pitch to you this week, fellas, you know, again, it's a brief phone call. You know, I don't have a lot of time, but this has been on my mind. So, I'm going to end it with that. I'm going to end it with asking y'all, you know, what you think about Clemen coming in and replacing, no talent Casey.
No talent.
Yeah,
how do you know my middle name?
your dad must be
damn
in there
it.
With
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably is. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, again, Clemen, this, you know what I think we should do is we'll plan on this before we get too ahead of ourselves, because you still got a case and everything, but what we can do is we can try to figure out a way to get a phone call in where we time it up, where you give us a call from the clink, and we answer while we record. We'll make that happen. That would be something.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be something that we would be willing to do is change our schedules up. To fit yours.
Sure.
You know, hey, you're in jail. We get it. Mm-hmm. You let us know what cock you have to suck to get the right time to call, and we'll make it happen, and we'll have some back and forth there and just see how that goes.
Yeah.
And that's when we're truly going to know if things mesh, you know? That's when we really know. I got to tell you, man, I know I've said it before. It's... The complication with this whole thing is I appreciate all the nice things you're saying about me, but there's a reason the podcast is as good as it is, you know? It's the fact that it's a masterpiece isn't just because of me. It's Casey's here too, man.
Nah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? He
I say stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can fill these shoes. The good doctor got a second season. that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, dude. I actually wear size 11s, unlike Bobby Lee.
Yeah, there you go. That's why he hasn't cracked his head open yet.
Yeah.
All right, Clemen, we're going to hear you say goodbye. But I think that's the better idea is what we're going to do is we're going to try to figure out a time to get you on live and to hear you.
Yeah.
We'll give you
a trial run.
Yeah, it'll be like a long distance conjugal.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know?
I like that.
Yeah.
It could be our intern.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say earlier is like...
good behavior, and you can sit here and be like, hey, look that up, Clemen.
I was going to say, if he was our intern that was like hitting sound effects, though, it would just, everything he'd come in about was like, oh, yeah, I just found this old picture of Stoddard on MySpace, and he looks like a real piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I might get a little distracted with
fuck
him.
Fuck you,
just,
dickhead.
Yeah, just everything like it's that. Every single time you talk, he pushes that.
Yeah, then Kuban, it's you with the crowd applause and laughter. Yeah.
I can't get a word out because he keeps praise, hitting applause.
Yeah.
You can't get a word out because he just keeps having MacGruber say, fuck you, dickhead.
Yeah.
It'd be, a difficult podcast to get through. But it also might be hella entertaining.
Yeah.
Hella. I got that from my sore ass.
So anyway, boys, I'm sorry to keep brief this week. I will touch base with you again soon. I've been looking forward to talking to you guys. I'm sorry it's been few and far between with the phone calls, but I promise I will try and call in again as soon as humanly possible. So once again, Jacob, love you, brother, and Casey, go fuck yourself. All right, have a good one, fellas.
All right. Downstairs neighbors yelling at each other, even though, yeah, they do it every night. Clemen,
yep.
Thank you so much for calling in, man. We missed you. We missed the whole thing. We missed all of
this.
We don't get to hear about the inside, the old clink hole.
Yeah.
You know? It's a world that we don't know, and I hope to never know. Yeah. But it might be something that could be a good addition to the podcast, even though, you know, version one of House Sadness, we had a clink stinker on for an episode.
I remember that one.
Didn't do much. So Clemen, yeah. you got some size 3.5s to fill with that, because you know, that,
you got a hamster
that,
wheel to fill.
Yeah. You old fat bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, you you definitely have as long as you're not as big of a pee or some shit, then I think you'll be fine. But
Bolt. Yeah.
Bolt. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, that was Clemen. Do you have anything you want to say?
No.
At all?
No. I mean, I'm willing to, you know, maybe come to an understanding eventually.
Yeah.
But, maybe a face-to-face will change the dynamic. We'll see.
Who knows? In a better world, he could be...
Maybe he's under a lot of pressure just because he's in jail.
Yeah. Hey, that might be it. Maybe that's where he's getting his hot feet from.
Yeah. And
you know?
I'm under a lot of pressure because I'm the...
You're the party man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's hard to be the party man,
I know, man.
Every day. Yeah.
And,
well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in a better world, we can get him to drop him trying to frame you for this murder. And what we can do is we can get him to a point. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day we can have Clemen on the podcast and he'll only say derogatory terms at you under his breath.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Instead of louder than everything else he says.
You know, baby steps.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, Bobby Lee steps.
Yeah.
Since he wears 3.5s. All right, you guys. You good? We good?
Yes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break with some talking hot dog.
Shit.
Hi. You hungry? Looking for a tempting treat? Hold on till I absorb some heat. Some added tang might please you too. I'll slide into an oven-fresh bun, and I'm ready for your eating fun.
Why don't you try a juicy, good hot dog? Mmm, delicious.
Eating fun. I haven't heard that. And I'm ready for your eating fun.
All right.
Slide into a toasty bun, and I'm ready for your eating fun. I don't think I would ever eat something that has talked to me. That's why I only kill strangers.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll eat your butt if you don't talk to me first.
Don't give me the Ace Ventura either. Don't ruin it for me.
As long as your ass doesn't talk to me, I'm good. No, you can't have any of my banaka. I need it to prove I haven't been eating your ass. But
oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
That dude is gay.
All right. Oh, no.
That's good.
Oh.
That's like it's like the you don't eat anything with a face. That's the PETA thing, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
It's definitely not a PETO thing, I'll tell you that.
Eating faces all day long.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure.
You guys, so Talking Hot Dog just showed up. That's a drive-in movie thing, I'm pretty sure. That's a commercial from a drive-in movie.
I'll bet.
And you know, drive-in movies sometimes they take a little more chances with things. They take chances with movies that aren't necessarily always blockbuster releases. You know, sometimes they're the old cock bluster, bluster. And, but hey, they give them a chance and we appreciate that. And, so we've got some squeakles for you guys here that maybe they could give it a chance as well.
But, you know what they say?
Some squeakles.
Chance, you had your chance and you gobbled its balls.
That's a good point. You want to try it?
No, do that again. I like the squeakles.
Squeakles.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm figuring it out. Hey, so this is the highest
that's kind
pitch
of
pitch that I can get.
Yeah.
I kind of sound like a little girl.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that could work.
Sure.
For hopefully no bits.
Polly Pockets.
It'd be nice if we never used that for anything specific. I like the this.
Yeah? Just screaming into a deep vagina?
Yeah.
A deep, vast
give me my comeback
vagina.
It just sounds, that's like the loneliest sounding thing ever. But yeah, so we've got some squeakles for you guys. And I don't know, you know what? I might say I'm excited if I was a better writer.
Yeah, mine are poo-poo.
But, you know, it's, hey, you know, most sequels aren't better than the first. Isn't that what they say?
Cute!
I think they're cuter, but they're not, they're usually not.
It's the opposite of first the worst, second the best.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Mm-mm. First is the best, second is the, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you want me to start or do you want to?
How many do you have? Because I was reading through these and I was like, these are terrible. So I don't want to do all of them. But
I have like 10.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I'll just do them all.
I can do.
Forgive me.
We don't have to do that many, though. If we could talk, let's try to talk out what the whole movies are. That'll bring some time to it.
We'll start her off.
You want me to?
Sure. Whatever.
No, you want to. You go ahead.
I got American Idol Hands.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So we're talking Ruben Studdard gets his his hand possessed by the devil. Or just to keep with continuity, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One of those or Bo Bice.
I don't remember. Was Bo Bice the one that did the America, like the country songs, like the, with the, like the rock country, like a Kid Rock kind of thing?
Yeah, he had like really long hair. Yeah.
I think I remember his
face.
There's
another guy, Taylor something. He had gray hair. His
name was Taylor Swift, but he was
he was like 26 and fully gray. And he played the harmonica.
Yeah. I remember that dude.
I remember there was a pretty funny bit where Colbert and Jimmy Fallon did a cover of Rebecca Black's Friday song. And they had that guy come on and he fucked up the songs. And I was like, how did you fuck up like your whole career? I was like, you got famous by singing other people's songs.
Yeah,
like,
you can't.
You should be able to memorize other people's lyrics.
That's the only thing you needed to do coming in here right now was just memorize other lyrics.
What a joke.
He's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
Yeah. I can't think of any
he
other.
He shows up on Fallon plastered.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're. I was trying to think of more American Idols.
That one the fucking skinny boy that was Ruben Studdard's like complete opposite.
Oh, I don't know. There's that one girl was just in one of the Wrong Turn movies I watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
dude. That's what you could probably get more work.
William Hung
from you could probably get more work from being a shitty stand up comic with a fake backstory or an exaggerated backstory.
Yeah.
Than you could being an actually talented singer.
Talking about the Justin guy, the guy from Justin from Justin.
No,
to
no, there was like a there's almost like this like
skinny Ruben Studdard.
I think he was gay. I don't want to say that.
Oh, the white guy.
Yeah,
yeah, he was gay.
Okay,
yeah, Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, there was this. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was there a sex tape out?
No, there was like a story that like he would like get people to like he would have his manager like call like hook, make like basically like organize hookups for him.
Because
I think he was like super Christian too and he didn't want to get caught.
Oh yeah,
scandalous.
Okay. Very scandalous.
I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
Just not in public.
No, yeah. I won't tell anyone though.
Clank.
Yeah, and you know God is always watching you, dumb dumb.
And he was not just Santa Claus. Scrubs,
was he?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's what he does every time he does a gay act.
Scrubs
down. Yeah.
Scrubs Zach's breath.
Or maybe he thinks that there's like just little loopholes with stuff. So if he wears, he's like, if I wear scrubs, and I don't talk about doing gay things out loud, God will never see it.
Yeah.
Because God doesn't watch the people in hospitals.
Nope.
Nurses. He doesn't watch them. Because he's like, you're doing my work. Why would I oversee that? I don't want to make you uncomfortable and anxious.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you.
That's why Zach Braff is doing such a great job with everything. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a show about podcasts.
What?
He's got a show about having his own podcast.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, I think he got canceled, but you know what they say.
Podcasts are interesting.
Sure.
You know? That's a real thing. Yeah. Oh shit, it's my turn. Sorry.
Your turn.
Okay, so wait, sister. So it'd be American Idol Hands.
Yep.
And
or Hand.
Hand.
Is it Idle Hands?
Idle Hands,
yeah.
So then is Vivica Fox show up ever? Is she in the she in that squeakle?
If she's not too busy fucking me, yeah.
Is that that's why she was never a wouldn't fuck me?
Yeah,
because it already happened in the squeakle. Yeah.
Yeah, and she will not stop calling.
And Jessica Alba's tits got cast in it, but she didn't.
Yeah.
And yeah,
too much contract negotiation, man. It's too much.
But it was so what? I just like to imagine that in this one, the devil just—it's a little sillier, but it's like every time he takes over American Idol, and every time someone goes to sing, he pulls the mic away from their face.
Oh, I like that.
So that they just can never actually sing. So you just can't hear anything.
Yeah.
It's a very quiet American Idol. It's not a very compelling squeakle like story, but it's super funny to watch people's dreams crash.
Yeah.
But star Ruben Studded.
Oh yeah. What do you got over there,
buddy? I'd watch it.
Me too.
I've got a Castaway 2.
Ooh.
Wilson.
Ooh.
And this is a different kind of thing. It's Castaway, but it's all from the perspective of Wilson.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, the guy, uh-oh, the actor.
I hate your stuff like that.
The actor, or just actually the character Wilson, goes on a vacation and his plane crashes.
Yeah.
And the problem is one of the biggest conflicts is he can't find anything to hide his face behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he opens one of the packages and there's half of a fence.
Fuck yeah, my carry-on. Still got my carry-on. It's intact.
It's like for some reason, somebody's baggage, they were going to a football game. And so they had he first opened the package that just had a big letter D in it, wooden D. And then the second package was the fence.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be for two guys to cheer for their team, you know, defense.
No.
But instead he used it to...
fence.
To hide that, mangled ass face he's got or whatever. Yeah. Or it's just too attractive. It just makes everybody sopping wet as soon as they see that talented mouth.
Yeah.
But the other Wilson.
the volleyball.
The volleyball, yeah. So it's like you get to see it being made. You also, the beginning is kind of interesting because you get to see like the people involved in making the volleyball itself.
Okay.
And so what their hands have been through to even put that volleyball together. And most of them are robots because all the jobs have been taken. But some of the people hands get on it when they're doing like, you know, quality checks and stuff, you know, like Inspector 69, he puts his sticker on it after he's like, it's greased up. Nice.
Yeah. You can 69 it.
Yeah. Yeah. It works to 69. I tried. All right. You can lick and dick this football volleyball. You can give it the old lick and dick.
Super out.
Inspector 69. Boom. But it's, you know, it's the story of the first volleyball ever to fall in love.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, and instead of being, because he spent his entire life, in most volleyballs, they just spend their entire lives getting hit away from people.
Yeah.
They keep trying to come closer to people, and then they hit them away.
Yeah.
They try to come, okay, well, fuck you, I'll go to this people, and then it'll be like, I love you, and bam, hit you away, you know, it's a really sad, it's depressing. It's a really fucking, I almost killed myself watching this squeakle, and it hasn't even been made yet.
Yeah.
That's why I almost did it. And, you know, he was the first volleyball to ever be embraced, you know, and probably fucked.
Ooh.
So, hey, he's the first volleyball with hair, too.
Hey. And, you know.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic
hair. Got to hang out with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. You know, he ended up floating away at the end, but he probably made love to a shark.
Ooh.
Or got eaten by one. What volleyball can say that? Probably a bunch, actually.
Yeah.
Volleyball's
good. They just give him the sharks afterwards?
Yeah. Well, this one's... I'm
give
bored.
It to the sharks.
I'm bored with this. Give it to the sharks. Yep. The sharks have... there's a whole thing. That's why when it's deflated, it doesn't work on land to be hit anymore. But when it's deflated, you throw it underwater, and then the fucking fish have a gas with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have a real ball.
And put some steak on it!
That was a good one.
And, yeah, so that's Castaway 2, Wilson.
I like it.
And you know what they say about it sometimes is they're like,
Wilson! It's me, Wilson! Oh!
It's almost like a Tom Green...
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, just get immature enough to fuck with your voice long enough.
I like
it. All right.
So this is
that one.
This is I have two proposed for the same one.
Okay? Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So this first one.
I like that. You got to keep options open.
Yeah.
You know?
It's called...
two options. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's called... It's a mad... You know that Donnie Darko song?
Mm-hmm.
Mad... world. So it could just be that song on loop for 2 hours. Or it could be it's a mad TV world.
Oh wow. It's just that.
Yeah.
Just that. Wait. That's when the but it's made by Metro Goldwyn Mayer, so then when the I just lost where's the original one you just
It's on the other page. Okay. I was looking for the
when the lion comes out at the beginning.
Oh yeah.
Instead of like roaring, that, yeah. It just goes.
Hey man.
Yeah.
That's sorry, a great. No. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's already half written. That's the biggest laugh of the movie so far.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
Where's the fucking I didn't see. Yeah, that's fine. Which I can't find it.
Can't find it.
Yeah, it's the other lane. Oh, it's the other one. It's on.
Oh, it's back here. The whole page of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're. It's on 14. It's all right there.
There we go.
I didn't say you were retarded. You said you were retarded. Yeah.
That's actual.
That's a tagline.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's the. I like that as a tagline.
Yeah.
Like, you read the poster and just below it, huh?
Yeah.
What? I don't know either. Yeah, critics are raving.
Yeah.
Mad TV world. They give it 6.
Oh, boy, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
That one was pretty sexual.
You know, who? If you're looking to bring somebody with to see this, hey, maybe bring...
Carol.
And have a gay old time.
You know what Hillary Duff thought of the movie?
Gay.
Yeah. Gay meaning happy. And,
Ha!
Yeah, I know, Lorena.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I like that.
It's already written.
All around me are yeah. familiar.
Worn out.
Worn out.
I think it's kind of funny. I think it's kind of... The dreams of which are dying are the... I've ever had. I don't know. There's one part where he just goes, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy... I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if one of us said this already, but I feel like one of us, I'm surprised one of us hadn't if we didn't. But there's been a lot of Terminator movies out. I'd like to make another one. It's about time, I'll tell you. Terminator 6, I'll be black.
No, I haven't said that.
And,
I like that.
It's just Black Arnie.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's yeah. just black.
Barney.
That's the thing.
Blarney.
It's Blarney, which may make you think he's Irish, but he's not. Is that Scottish or Irish? The Blarney Stone. Irish,
I think it's
right?
Irish, yeah. Yeah.
But it's pretty much it's pretty much all, you know what? I think this actually should be it. It's called the Terminator All Be Black Edition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all the Terminators that have been made so far, but they actually put black people in as the Terminators now. He's black.
You want to know what his catchphrase is?
Tell me.
I'll be hasta la vista.
Bruh.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Hasta la vista, bruh.
Yeah. Hasta la vista, bruh. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. You know, it's, I don't know. It's a different kind of thing. I think they're going to try it out on Broadway first, because that's where they usually do that kind of thing where it's like the Annie, but it's like Black Annie, and everyone freaks out. And they're like, yeah, yeah, exactly. The Wiz. Yeah. And, yeah, but everyone kind of loses their shit a little bit, and then they realize, like, oh, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't need to be white, you know? That's what I'm saying. And so, yeah, we'll see. There's not much of a story change.
Yeah.
I think they're going to remake all of them first.
Okay.
And,
Sarah Connor?
Yeah.
Man, I can't talk today.
No, that's all right. And, it'll be like...
Fleming Mike. Content.
It's gonna be like Lakeisha Connor,
yeah.
Trying to, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm very curious.
You think Edward Furlong was in those, right?
Yeah, it'll be Edward Furlong Dick in this.
I like it. Yeah.
Sorry. No, were you gonna say something?
No.
I feel like I jumped in and interrupted.
No, I was gonna be like you think they're gonna cast him again?
Okay.
Of course they would cast him.
Yeah, they definitely would.
Yeah.
Take the crack pipe out of his mouth first. That was
it. Two penises.
That was a joke on Furlong looking like a crackhead.
Yeah.
Right now, that wasn't.
Oh, yeah,
that wasn't
yeah.
supposed to be like Isn't a it, black joke.
Was he caught smoking crack on video?
I don't know.
I
think he's just. I just assumed because I remember the last time I saw a picture of him, he looked like when Macaulay Culkin looked bad.
Oh yeah.
They looked like they could be the Skeleton Brothers or something. You know. Yeah. That's another squeakquel.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know of what.
Instead of the, there's a movie called The Skeleton Twins.
Yeah. It's just the brothers, though.
Yeah,
you know,
they're not twins.
The brothers doom.
Yeah. Oh,
the
there
brothers
you go.
Doom. There it is.
The Rock shows up.
I just watched that movie for the first time because they put it on Netflix. Yeah.
Is it good?
No,
I didn't think so. I don't know why I asked.
It's a fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
Yeah.
But it's like a fun horror thing. Yeah. But it is fun.
Yeah.
All
right. We watched a couple of Wrong Turn movies. Not enough, if you ask me. I got one. Wrong Turn 69. Wrong Turner and Hooch.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's just him and her got it on. I have no idea where that is.
I think it's on the other one.
At all.
It's on this side, I think. Yeah. I want to say it. Oh, I thought it was on this
side.
Oh,
I don't know if we have it on the fucking one.
Oh, what the fuck? It might be on the... I could have swore it was on the column close to you. Yeah, fucking...
I'll tell you.
Am I sucking my own dick? Yeah, it's right here. Oh, God damn it.
Woo-wee!
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have the whole thing of it, though.
Oh, no.
I thought we might have the whole thing.
No, I don't think
so. Him and her got it on. Oh, it's Billy Madison.
Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
I was looking for it. I was looking for it in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
dumb.
They all blend together.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. Tom Hanks and that old pooch going to fight some fucking redneck cannibal incest people.
I like that. And at one point in the movie, is Tom Hanks going to be in it? Hanks bends over and he's like.
Is that the biggest ass you've ever seen?
But instead of seeing, he says eaten.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, is that the biggest ass I've ever eaten?
Oh, yeah.
And that's... And then Tom Hanks turns around and he's like...
Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
That's when he's coming, is the stutter.
I love it, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever had a dog tongue in your ass, but it'll make a grown man stutter.
Oh, I'm hurt.
It'll make a grown man sing like Ruben Stutter.
Ooh. Yeah. I think, you know. Not
I'm into that.
Those movies.
Yeah, I'd watch that. There's not enough dog fucking movies.
Sure.
Out today's.
Yeah.
They got close with my dog, Skip.
What's the Bobcat Goldthwait? Is it Shakes the Clown?
That's probably the closest one they've got. I can't remember the name of it.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's got like a... I think it's kind of like a punny name on what the actual, you know.
Oh, God damn it.
I'll look it up.
It's not Shakes the Clown. It's fucking.
No. Shakes is funny, but it's.
It's not Windy City Heat, is it?
No, it's like a pun name of what the.
God damn it.
Because she sucks her dog's dick in it. That's the.
I can see the poster. I can't think of the fucking name.
Sleeping Dogs Lie.
Yeah, God
that's
damn
what it
it
is. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's if you guys ever want to watch a movie about some girl admitting to sucking her dog's dick, you know, taking a red rocket to the mouth poon.
It was an accident.
that's exactly what she says.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that one out. It's actually pretty fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got here next? What are we at? We're at what do you think? How many more do you want to do of yours? Just like two more? I'll do three more since I'll do one, you'll do one, I'll do one.
Yeah.
Is that too many?
No, that's good.
Okay. Well then I'd like to get into these. I'll leave that one for another thing because I already did I think Leon the Geriatric. That's what I want to do.
Leon.
You know the movie Leon the Professional?
No.
You never saw it?
No.
It's about a hitman who's trying to live a new life, and he's getting out of the hitman game, but then the apartment building he lives in has a really young Natalie Portman in it, and Gary Oldman's in it too. He's a crooked cop.
Is that where she's a stripper?
No.
No.
That's the one with Bill Murray, right?
The Closer. I don't know.
It's the one with Bill Murray called where she's a stripper. Isn't Natalie Portman a stripper in that one? She has like a blue wig on and shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not that one. She's like a kid.
Okay.
She's like a child in this movie.
I've never heard of this movie.
And then, her whole family gets murdered. And then she wants to become like a contract killer. And that's the whole thing.
Nice.
But this sequel would be, you know, just Leon, but he's older. Instead of being the professional, he's the geriatric. And it's a lot of things, you know, where he kills people with his farts.
Ooh.
Stuff like that, you know. He just clears out a room.
Give me my Metamucil.
Yeah, with his old man farts.
Just fucking.
Smells like something died in your ass. And it's like, yeah, half of me.
Yeah.
I'm farting out a liver and what am I, chopped liver? This is.
Yep.
And then he's like, you know.
I like it.
It's almost like, it's pretty much like a, it's like an artistic version of the Clumps movie.
Ooh.
But it's just one character.
Or the fatty.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so stinky fart.
That's his girlfriend. Yeah. She just pops in every time.
And he's like, yeah, that's like, that too would pop in if there was a Mortal Kombat game for farting. Where, you know, the person that comes in and goes, whoopsies. Instead,
like
she just pops up just goes.
That's so stinky fart.
That's a game that needs to be made.
She walks in and Howard Stern's like,
whoa, big cans on this queefer.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, buddy, that's the sequel of this movie. We're focused on my farts right now.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait till I die, at least, until you give her the spotlight.
Yeah.
But, I think that'd be an interesting movie to see. Mm-hmm. Leon the Geriatric.
So, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Old people killing.
I'm into it.
They got me. They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me.
Maybe it'd be like...
The clown got me.
It could maybe be like when you see old people doing stand up and everyone gives them benefit of the doubt and laughs really hard at them, even though they're telling jokes that are really old and the same as all the other old people say. And maybe that's how he could kill. You know,
he could
go on America's Got Talent and everyone could be like, you're a genius.
Do
and
you
use the word genius and killing way too much?
Yeah.
And probably say fire and also say some shit like. It was him farting again, apparently.
I like it.
What were you going to say?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay,
something about, oh, yeah, I was just going to tell that little girl's joke, but I was like,
oh, yeah. Hey.
You want to be the president?
Watch your profanity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect her.
Yeah, careful.
Okay, so this one, it's a remake, and they're going to use an old Def Jam comic, and it's called Hamburger Hill.
Oh, all right.
Hamburger.
I like that.
And he's just at war, and he's going to get everyone in his fucking troop killed. Because he's always just, after every fucking thing, after every line, he's just like, they're like creeping. He's like, guys, look out. He's like, y'all see that up there? Hamburger. And they're like, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool it, man. Like, come on. We're trying to sneak up. Y'all see any, hey, what's his name? Hamburger, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Hamburger, you see any the other team?
Yeah. Any of the enemy?
Yeah, there's like six of them over here. Hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Don't fire till you see the hamburgers in their eyes.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I would watch that.
I got shot right in a hamburger.
What about not more of a reimagining after that would be the Good Burger Hill.
You know? Okay.
and while you're reading the script, you're like, okay, I know some of these words. And
hamburger. I know that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like it.
There. Oh.
Okay. Gay. So gay.
All right. I got two more. I got one more, and then I got a little set, a quick one. So okay. You want to do one more after mine?
Yeah.
And then we'll finish it?
Yep.
All right, cool. Let me see. I'm going to go with this one. It's a squeakquel to Apollo 13.
Okay.
It's called Apollo 69.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little risque. It's Apollo 69 and, you know, something explodes, but this time it's in their space pants.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they're like, fuck, I just forgot the fuck.
Houston, we have
Thank
a problem.
You, God damn it.
I'm going to take it on with both hands and a warm throat.
Oh, fuck. The cold.
Houston, we got a problem. We don't got big enough condoms.
The cold of space, but my mouth is warm. All right. Listen, I can't believe I forgot. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Something blew up, and it was me in my own pants. Space pants.
I like it.
But, yeah, I think that'd be more of like a porno remake, but it just depends on how they cut it. Because, you know, like in
exactly.
The Douche, she was talking about mm-hmm. that crazy old Alice in Wonderland movie that was actually made.
Yeah. You just got to cut it right.
Yeah, make it our version. Yeah, and then cut the cock off.
Cut the cock and fill the holes. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You can fill the holes with cock after you cut the cock off. That's a thing, too, you guys. If you cut your own cock off, it becomes a cock gun.
Ooh.
You can just fill stuff with it. You just
mm-hmm.
you squeeze it.
Squeeze
it. Just squeeze it out. Yeah, just like that.
Give it a little dusty old...
You dusty old queef?
Squeeze.
Yeah, dusty old squeeze.
I'm having a little trouble picking one because these all kind of suck.
I can do my run then and be done if you want.
Whatever. I'll just...
Are you going to use them later? Might as well just say one then.
Yeah, I guess the first man... to fuck me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In like, space.
It just keeps, the title just keeps going longer.
Yeah.
And also, and I came,
yeah.
Which is rare because usually I don't.
Yeah. Directed by Damien, whatever his fucking name is.
But that's just still in the title.
Yeah.
And the director is someone completely different.
Not the guy who did Whiplash or La La Land.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Fuck
he'd be the one who would direct that, though, I think.
He directed, the first man movie. The one with Ryan Gosling?
Oh!
Yeah, the new one, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That fits. I didn't know what movie you were talking about.
I was running with it. Yeah, I went with the new one that's not even in theaters yet.
I saw a trailer for that. I just didn't know the title.
It's First Man.
First Man. Yeah. Now I know it. Now I know. You know what they say about that is...
To fuck me.
Now I know.
Okay. That was it.
It's Mike's Super Short Show. You know that?
Yeah.
And now you know. It's my super short show.
There's a...
Disney Channel.
What is that from?
Disney Channel. It's like...
So it was just played in between stuff?
Yeah.
I remember that, but I don't remember it well.
I used to watch the Disney Channel so much.
Yeah. It was like one of the only things we had at my bio dad's place.
Mm.
That's not true. We had satellite, but that's all we would watch was that and MTV. I watched a lot of Real World Road Rules challenges because of my sister. And then I watched a lot of Disney movies because of both.
Mm.
You know, I think that's where both usually is.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right.
Both.
So this is kind of like a set of prequels that I think you could make.
All right, let's hear.
It's prequels to Lars and the Real Girl.
Okay.
So you can just go back down the line to him evolving into getting a real girl.
Okay.
And if you wanted to, you go back and it's like, you know, the one right before this was Lars and the Blow-Up Doll.
Nice.
Then, you know, that was him just, you know, testing the waters. And his brother or sister? I can't remember who
lives both. By. Yeah, he lives with his brother who has a wife.
Yeah.
Well, he lives on the same property.
Yeah, they don't, you know, they just don't pay attention as much to him, you know. Blow-Up Doll wasn't as big of a thing to them. So it was just, it's more graphic. It's a lot more graphic because he fucks the Blow-Up Doll. He pops it, which is what ends up, you know, that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
As you just hear it go,
And he just starts crying.
You just hear him sobbing, yeah. And then the credits roll, and it's like, somebody wants... And it just goes into the credits. And
weird post-credit song, yeah. You know?
Him sobbing. Yeah. He's almost filling the blow-up doll back up with his own tears.
Yeah.
It's almost like a...
waterbed
doll. Yeah, it's a water-fed doll.
Ooh, there you go.
But and then so then before that though he had tried and these could be the order could be different, who knows, but and before that it was Lars and the Fleshlight.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, yeah, that one was he was just getting too jacked. Mm-hmm. He was getting some great arms doing that with the Fleshlight. So I think at one point he buys a thing where he can stick it to like a, you know, a refrigerator, like a magnet, and fuck his refrigerator. But then he just didn't feel comfortable eating any of the food inside after that because he felt like they were his children, which is fair enough. If you ever fuck your refrigerator, that is what it feels like, you know. That's what it feels like when you know. That's why you'll hear those cute pet names after people knock somebody up, is they'll be like, "Is the refrigerator running?"
Yeah.
And as their wife runs away from them, as they tell that joke.
Sorry, I was writing down a sweet joke.
Oh no, I don't care.
You fat bitch!
I was clearly on a roll. Yeah, and then so that one ends though because he doesn't use it for a while, and then realizes that after like a couple months, because they got in a fight, and he realizes that after a couple of months of not using it, when they had their fight, he came in it and then just didn't clean her out, and that was one of the biggest fights, was that she was like, I don't have hands, mm-hmm. I can't clean myself. What am I gonna feed myself your dick? Like, it's a really emotional scene. It's like a scene from Blue Valentine.
Ooh.
But it's Blue Balls instead.
Yeah.
And
he was all like,
getting in that pussy hole.
Yeah, and she was like, is that all that matters to you? And isn't can't we have something more? Because at one point...
You could have the pussy, just save me the hole.
At one point, they're talking and stuff, and he's like, you don't ever say anything back. I don't hear you ever making noises while we're making love. And then, of course, it doesn't say anything. She doesn't say anything because she's still a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only one that can hear. But so he tapes a yak back to her. And
a yak back.
You remember yak backs?
That the microphone thing?
It was the little things you could talk into. And then it would just, repeat it. Yeah, he put a yak back on it.
Mm.
So then when he was about to come, he'd hit the button. And it was just his own voice going, I like it, daddy. Yeah. Like that. It was like
get some gack on her back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
do a robot or something.
Give it to me just harder, daddy.
Another robot thing. It's too young like this, right?
Go up a little
bit. This is better, right?
Yeah. It sounds like Maria Bamford when she's like, what did she say? Like,
you want to eat my pussy, daddy?
Yeah. Something like that.
Now it kind of works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me, rougher, Papa.
Okay. Cool. That was that.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, he goes through that whole mess. But he realizes, so, you know, they had that big fight, and he was just like, we just need some time apart. Mm-hmm. I need some time to fart. So he farts his own ass out.
I need to pry my lips apart.
Yeah.
That's what she was saying.
Well, that's the problem, though, is she doesn't have her own hands. He gave her own voice with the yak back, but she didn't have her own hands, so she couldn't clean out her own holes.
She could use some American Idol hands. You know,
yeah, honestly, she could. Yeah. And
grabs that for a microphone. So, oof.
Well, that's...
That'd be a quick reminder. Just, it's bleach.
So... He ends up forgiving her in his own ways and realizing, well, not forgiving mostly, but just like realizing what an asshole he's been, kind of, you know, like,
that's her sister.
She's a cripple, technically. Yeah. Her sister is the asshole.
They have those, right?
Yeah.
Fleshlight
mouth, asshole, vagina.
Mouth is weird.
They have like weird zombie mouths that are all fucked up.
Yeah,
they
have weird.
Teeth and shit. And then they have like alien vaginas. They have a bunch of stuff, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Fleshlight has got its own thing going, you know?
Yeah.
But so then he goes back to try to, you know, work things out. And she's covered in mold and smells like vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Just stinks.
Piss and vinegar.
She just really stinks. She smells like jizz and vinegar. Yeah. And So then, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, sometimes you break up and things don't go so well for either party, and one just really lets themselves go. And, you know, it's not necessarily her fault, you know, because she was a cripple. She mm-hmm. didn't have limbs. And, you know, so he pretty much left her to die, and she did.
Wow.
And then he almost dies of her stink, but then he puts her out next to the dumpster, and a homeless guy finds her and...
Come dumpster.
So now, yeah. Yep. So now she's got a new life.
Nice.
And she's somebody's new wife. So Yak Back still works too.
Hell yeah.
Waterproof Yak Back. Okay. And so then there's another prequel before that. Cause I mean, every single one of these has so much emotion in it, which is nice. You know, I wrote all of them. but this next prequel is called, it's called,
what's the name you can put on a movie if you don't want your name to be on it?
Pseudonym?
Yeah. There's
is
like,
that what it's called?
Yeah. There's like a go-to.
There's another name for that, isn't there?
Yeah. It's well, surname.
Or surname. No, or, no.
Surname's like actually. Pseudonym or pen name.
Pen name.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's like a go-to, like, famous pen name that like you can just be like, hey, I don't want my name on it.
Oh, and it's just that one. It's like a Joe
yeah.
Smith.
Yeah, it's
or John Doe is what
it legit might be like Joe Smith. Yeah, because I remember yeah the Ty West when he directed Cabin Fever 2. He tried to yeah, and they're like, no, you can't do it. And he's like, fuck you guys,
god damn it.
Yeah,
why wouldn't you let someone do that?
I don't know. There's something in the contract.
That's weird.
Know, some shit. Yeah,
I feel like I would do that. I would do that if I did anything that wasn't comedy. Mm-hmm. I would just want that anyways. Because someone's going to go in... If someone... Okay, this is a huge if scenario. If I was even at a point where I was on like a late night once, and someone could go see that and be like, oh, who wrote this mystery thriller or something yeah. that I was like actually really proud of, and then was like, oh, this this jackass... talking about or even listen to the podcast actually yeah, is a better yeah, yeah, yeah. is a better idea of that, like listening to the podcast and be like, oh, some fucking tall retard wrote a mystery thriller, I'm gonna yeah this is gonna be great. Go yeah. into it completely unbiased. But if I use you know my pseudonym, is it pseudonym? It's not pseudonym, is it?
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Fuck pseudonym, me.
Pen name,
is that what it is?
Yeah,
I just feel like I'm a dumb person all the time, and so even when I'm right about something, I don't think that's right, is it? Yeah, it is. God damn it.
Yeah.
every time I say something, I'm like, well, that came too quick. Like I'm like, oh, I'm too confident in what I just said there, so it's gotta be wrong. Yeah, but
I was on board.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I should have just trusted you.
No, I was like 70% sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you started making me second guess myself, and I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it's right.
That's why I can't sell myself, where I'm like, yeah, I don't know, here, just, I'm funny, see? And then we'll be like, I mean, I'm kind of funny. I don't know, was that funny? Did you think it was funny? And everyone's like, well, I thought it was funny at first until you really brought it down and told me that it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so back to this. But this next prequel, it's called Lars and That Hole He Dug in the Backyard. So this was kind of like, okay. Yeah, this was,
I'm curious.
This one's interesting because he just, he was just, you know, young, dumb and full of cum.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we all are.
He wanted a girlfriend. And here's what happened is, there was a murder in his backyard.
Mm.
And for a while there was going to be a movie called Lars and the Dead Girl in his backyard. But it was a little graphic.
Yeah.
And the cops ended up finding the dead girl. And, you know, there's a whole nother movie in Lars and the Dead Girl where he's on trial for a while because she's just filled to the brim with his cum.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it's, so all signs point to him, but he's like, I'd found her that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, the jizz wasn't there. There might have been other jizz,
yeah.
But then, I mean, because of how much technology we have and the advances we've made, they were able to sort through the cum and find, it was like a fingerprint, you know? So they got some of his cum and they're like, oh, okay, so any of the cum that is like this is his cum. And then they found the actual killer's cum.
Ooh.
So they took her away. It was a hard movie to sell.
Hard R.
Yeah, hard R movie. Hard one to sell because he was in a weird phase where he was saying the F word a lot too, so it had to be a rated R. They couldn't get the PG-13 that they wanted with Lars and the Dead Girl,
in his backyard. But you know, it's been shelved. Hopefully they bring it off the shelves.
Yeah.
Because it's an masterpiece, I'll tell you. I'll tell you that. So afterwards, what they did is they did that thing where they like spray painted a silhouette of the dead girl
in
his backyard. And he missed her so much that he just dug a hole where her dead vagina used to be and really just gave it to it.
Yeah.
He was trying to dig his way to China. I'll tell you.
You think someone came by and was like, I think it should be a little higher.
Yeah.
It's not a good place.
He wasn't quite sure. Yeah. What are you went a little high there. Now you're just fucking her belly button. And
what's it to you, Gaylord?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Well, he was, what are you doing out there? Are you digging your way to China? And he's like,
what's it to you, Gaylord?
And then, that's what his brother was like, all right, I'm going to leave him alone for a while.
I like it.
And he tried to jizz his way to China.
He's fucking the yard again.
They would just mow around him at a certain point and stuff too. Like,
no, she's growing a bush out.
Yeah.
I like it a little long. I like it a little long.
I like that. Hey, Lars, can you mow the lawn? And he mows everything except just that one spot. Yeah. It's chilly out. I think there was a couple other ones that are in the works right now that the stories haven't been really locked down on, but those are the main ones. And the prequels are trying to lock down are Lars and the sock puppet.
Ooh.
And they're also trying to lock down Lars and the jar of worms,
which is
more of an adventure story. He's this Lars.
Jar of worms or can of worms?
Jar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Because in this one, he's a pirate and he's just on a ship for so long that everybody on the ship just fucks jars of worms.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Historical fact.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Long journeys. Who knows? It's online.
Sure.
It's online. It's probably in some books.
It's in print. It's real.
But that's how I learned about it.
Sure.
Was
I've never heard
apparently
that.
You know, not just pirates, but shipmen. What? Yeah. What would you?
Seamen.
Seamen. Thank you. Yeah, seamen would bring jars of worms and fuck them.
Yeah.
Probably cans too.
Yeah.
That might be where the saying came from.
Yeah.
Just opened up a new can of worms.
Yeah,
everyone's trying to fuck it because there's nobody else is coming it.
Yeah. They the dance move the worm was different back then. You put it on the ground and you're trying to like do the worm while you're fucking a
can of
worms.
Like half the move.
You get to there and you just
keep rolling back and forth. Yeah. I like that.
Could you do the worm?
No.
Me neither.
Never.
Man.
I would bust my fucking chin every single time.
There's a couple kids that in my school that could fucking do it. Like go hard.
You gotta have like some there's something that you gotta be able to do just inherently.
Keep your head back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think it's probably a thing you can be taught.
Yeah.
But if you're someone who tries it four times and you bust your face every time, you probably can't learn it.
No.
Because I was trying to wear a mouth guard. Yeah, definitely.
Or like a face mask.
I would try to like jam my head back and it would hurt my neck even. So I'm like, cool. So I either hurt my neck or I fucking break my nose doing the worm. I wonder if anybody's ever shoved their nose bone into their brain doing the worm.
Oof, probably.
That'd be rough.
Yeah.
Oh, my neck! My back!
Oh, I'm hurt.
My neck and my back.
Okay, hey, can you do the worm?
No.
it's so simple.
It, yeah. But all right, you guys. So those are some squeakwels I'm pretty excited about. Hey, call Hollywood and tell them to make it happen. And
yeah, say, man, franchising fucking Lars and the Real Girl.
Also, hey, you know,
Gosling, get on board, baby.
Yeah. You'd be the first man in all these squeakwels.
Yeah.
Also, I was going to say, every time I go to the movies now, oh, this is a new bit. Y'all ever see when you go to the movies and you're like,
how about I knock you around a little bit?
there was like 8 fucking production companies.
Yeah.
Like, and every single one of them had like their own little like card beforehand. They had the little animation. I'm like, damn, dude, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a lot of nuts.
Yeah, don't hit that one. Oh. No, that one's fine. Yeah. Not that one. The news, I've got a case. Oh, yeah. Too much juice.
Yeah.
Production companies.
I hear you.
All right, you guys. With that, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of a little Brian Smith special, one-star reviews.
Very thin, it seems like off-brand, cheap and thin, not much texture. Unfortunately, I don't believe the signatures are genuine, won't fit my dog, totally pissed off, so angry, it is no thicker than an old-fashioned tin-file cabinet. Don't even risk the safety of your family and try this out for even one day. Played it once and was bored to tears. Not worth the price I paid.
I really like bored to tears.
Yeah.
I was bored to tears.
You know that song, you know that show, Bored to Tears?
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of The Simpsons where Death is coming after Bart and Marge yells, "Run like the wind!" And Lisa's like, "It's wind, Mom." And she's like, "I've only read it in books."
Yeah. Yeah, so bored to tears.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, there you go.
With Zach Gaspafanaski.
Gash Maskafanaski. What?
Yeah. Oh, you in there?
Well, you guys.
I like it.
We're at that point of the episode where, you know,
you know it. And we blow it.
Did you write anything down?
I wrote one thing down.
I wrote down quite a few.
I saw you writing, so I was a little... Yeah.
What'd you write?
I wrote The Sore Ass.
Oh, that's a good one.
So just like a the book. Maybe a book called The Sore Ass, and maybe it's like the book pages are bleeding or something.
Ooh, okay.
Or someone's dick is between the book.
Ooh.
Fucking the book.
Fucking books. That's what we do here. We fuck books, y'all.
I'll suck your dick.
I got... I don't know if I wrote this down correctly, but you said something like drinking brisk and playing risk.
Oh, frisk.
Frisk.
Brisk and frisk.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wrote drinking brisk and playing frisk, or frisk, Inspector 69, Bobby Lee. God, I can't talk. And two in the clink, one in the stink. So.
I like Sore Two Ass. In the Clink, One in the Stink a lot, yeah. But I don't really know what I could do with that. That wouldn't be too aggressive. Mm-hmm. Maybe if it was like, well, the problem with it is whatever I do, jail doesn't necessarily mean it's not consensual.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say like anything I do with it is just going to be a grown man raping another man.
I was just thinking of like jail cell with the bars that had poop on it or something.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Or the thorax, yeah.
Or like, I could do like two handcuffs hanging and like one of the batons through one of the holes.
Yeah, I like
that. Could be kind of cool.
Okay.
Because I do want to use I like Two in the Clink, One in the Stink is funny. I like that. That one actually might be doable too, because I have to get shit off of these like royalty free sites.
Yeah.
And especially since this one will be What were the other ones? The Sore Ass,
drinking brisk and playing frisk. Frisk. Inspector 69 and C'est La Bobby Lee.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
What is C'est La Vie? Is just like so it is.
I think it means like yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and so it goes.
What was the frisk? What was right after frisk?
Inspector 69.
Inspector 69. I like that. That one might be hard to do.
Go, go, Gadget.
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of before I thought of the actual dude inspecting things in 69 in them first. Yeah. Worked for me. Mm-hmm. Made me come. All right, I'm gonna go with Two in the Clink, One in the Stink. If I can pull that off, because I think doing the something with shadows in the jail cell, or depending on what I can find, or like the bars, something with the bars, or the handcuffs.
Yeah,
that could be neat.
I like the baton and the handcuffs.
That could be cool. Yeah,
that's
pretty
funny.
That one also, I might search though and see that it's already been made into something, because that's pretty. I don't know. Or the Sore Ass, that could be fun. I could do that. Frisk, making like a fake Frisk board game could be neat.
We got options, folks.
Brisk and Frisk. I might as well just do both of them doing that then.
Yeah.
So there's options. There's
a brisk
fun.
Frisk.
Yeah. Hey.
Just a
or a frisky briss.
Oh, like isn't that that's where they that's circumcise where they, you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Frisky. I don't know how you'd want that to be frisky, but maybe
frisky
if a cat did it.
I don't know.
What if a cat did it?
Ooh, okay.
Isn't frisky
Oh yeah, friskers?
Is
whiskers. Frisk. Fuck. What is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's
either.
Probably not Friskers.
It's some. I think it's Frisky cat food, isn't it? Is there a Friskies cat food?
Whiskey Whiskers? I don't know.
I like Whiskies though. Yeah. And you're like, it's like something your grandma would buy you for Christmas, where it was like, I know you wanted whiskey, but I got you Whiskies, and you're like, yeah. This is for cats, you dumb bitch. It's like better than pajamas, but
just got your whiskey skis.
Yeah. Whiskies. It might just be Whiskers. Cat food.
I think it is. Actually, Frisk. I don't know.
Whiskas has one. Whiskas.
Oh, yeah. That's what we give my cat.
And then there's Friskies. Friskies.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. We the yellow one. That's the one I was Friskies thinking ones, of. Yeah. All right.
You think it was called Friskies, though. All right.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
I don't think about it often.
Yeah, you know what they
it's
say.
It's in there, though. Yeah. No. That's what my cat says. All right, you guys. Well, we got options. Thank you so much for listening. I apologize for everything. And, oh, shit, I better get this ready. Otherwise, I'm going to forget. But, yeah, you guys, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. I haven't, I've been messing around with some new moist products, some shirts. I'm trying to figure out. I just found out that a new shirt that I made and I like the design on, they don't make that shirt anymore. They don't make that blank. And I wasn't blanking something out, the blank t-shirt. But yeah, that's what you get when you order when you order a bunch of blanks to print on and then don't use them for like a year.
Mm.
And then you find out like, oh, cool. They just didn't like this style. So I don't do that style anymore. But
come on, Bella.
Yeah, it was Bella too.
And Canvas.
Yeah. Well, what is dumb is so they were the only ones that thought it was cool to do pocket shirts, and the pocket had a different color.
I have a couple
than the rest of the shirt. Those are awesome. I love those. Well, the only ones that are popular now apparently are the ones that have fucking patterns on the pocket.
Yeah.
And so no one else does. All the other pocket tees I can find are fucking same colors.
Yeah.
So
whatever. I like a pocket in my shirt. I'm not gonna lie.
I think it's neat.
I like
and
it.
I was messing around with printing a design on it, and then having something on the back, and it was very like skate tee shirt kind of thing.
Mm.
I liked it. I'll figure it out. Okay. I got another brand I'm buying from that makes these striped shirts that are neat too. I'll figure it out. I appreciate you guys getting so worked up about it for me though.
I appreciate.
But
you.
That's what I appreciate about you. And
is it?
Is that all you appreciate? And yeah, I don't know. Oh, go to howsadness.com. There's 3 Mad Libs up now. I'm going to get Casey's second one up, which was the...
Pry from my cold, dead ass.
I don't know why I think it's funny to say it. It's probably because I've tried to find a way to rhyme fingers with making it like a dick and just calling them dingers.
Oh, I like dingers.
It's really
yeah.
funny. Like, pry it from my wet, hard dingers. I don't know.
I like it.
I like to ask better, but what was yours?
What?
The
dating profile.
Dating profile, yeah. So that'll be up soon. Yeah, but just check it out. It's always got the shit. Follow at House Sadness on Instagram. I post stuff on Twitter and Facebook as well, but I don't know if those are... Twitter's not big for anything except if it's just text, really. Instagram. I mostly go to Instagram because it's photos and videos then, and it's easier, I guess. I don't know. Use what you fucking want to use.
Yeah.
We're all over the place. Fucking, I'm on the corner jerking off for free.
We all are.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. You know what they say.
Give me that rough stuff.
Daddy.
I don't know. We'll figure out this thing too.
All right.
Casey, what do you got for
me? Nothing. I mean, I have an Instagram. I barely use it. I just go on there to look at butts.
Ooh, okay.
Just write me a letter.
There's a lot of butts on Instagram, too, so you're lucky with that.
Yep. But, it's good stuff.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for listening. I apologize for everything, and as always,
my wife.
Just the two of us. Oh, yeah. Oh. Just
time the doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. Although questions arose in my mind, would I be man enough against wrong? Choose right and be standing up. From the hospital that first night, took an hour just to get the car seating right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night I don't think one wink I slept as I slipped out my bed to your crib. I crept, touched your head gently, felt my heart melt, cause I knew I loved you more than life itself. Into my knees, and I begged the Lord, please let me be a good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Years old, bringing comedy every time I look at you. I think, man, a little me just like me. Wait and see, gonna be tall. Makes me laugh cause you got your dad's ears and all. Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be, a general, a doctor, maybe an MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. True that, why you do that? I try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy joy when I see the eyes of my baby boy. I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can, show you how to be a man. Dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose, long as you came with it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with me and your mom, but yo, push come to shove, you was conceived in love. So if the world attacks and you slide off track, remember one fact, I got your back.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Against the world.
Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I. Yeah.
It's a full-time job to be a good dad. You got so much more stuff than I had. I gotta study just to keep with the changing times. 101 Dalmatians on your CD-ROM. CD, I'm trying to pretend I know on my PC where that CD go. But yo, ain't nothing promised. One day I'll be gone. Feel the strife, but trust life does go on. But just in case, it's my place to impart. One day some girl's gonna break your heart. And ooh, ain't no pain like from the opposite sex. Gonna hurt bad, but don't take it out on the neck. Son, throughout life people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Taking the world.
Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Can't hold us down.
Just the two.
Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Taking on the world, taking on the world. Just me and you.
I'm always here for you.
Look over your shoulder, I'll be there.
Whatever you need, ooh, just call on me.
We gon' rise,
whatever
we
you
gon'
need,
shine.
I'll be there for anytime. You and I.
True that, true that.
Just the two.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you.
Woo. Just the two of us. You and I.
For the rest of your life.
Just the two of us. That's a really good song. How much am I getting paid for this, Dad?